Hey, Chevra, tonight, the longest year, we did a lot of achana for Lag BaOmer. We can't not talk about what we're in right now, right here, is Pesach Sheni. We're in the middle of Pesach Sheni. We entered into Pesach Sheni. I was really deeply hoping Pesach Sheni was going to be mamish, our first practical Pesach Sheni that we've ever had, in the sense the Pesach, although we had it, it wasn't the type of Pesach where we could be together and have Suds Mashiach together. And I hoped Pesach Sheni would be. And I'm still hoping, by tomorrow, hopefully everyone's going to be invited over. We're going to have a crazy Pesach Sheni Suda. But at least let's learn from the Amkus of Pesach Sheni. In Pashtus, there's a lot of lessons of Pesach Sheni, but the most Pashuk lesson of Pesach Sheni is to never give up. To never give up and to know there are always more chances. There's always more chances. Just because you didn't do what you were supposed to, and just because you had a difficult beginning, just because you messed up on this particular day, just because you were nichshol one night and you looked at something you weren't supposed to be looking at. So the teva of a person, the nature of a person, is the next day to just fall lower because you've already given in. And to get down and out on yourself. These yidden, They missed. They missed an opportunity. They didn't have Pesach Rishon. It wasn't their fault, but they didn't have Pesach Rishon. They understood, but there could be a new chance, a second chance. They understood because it's the Eibishter in heaven. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not just Elokeinu, he's not just our God, he's Avinu, he's our Father. And the Father gives chance after chance after chance. The Eibishter is waiting with open arms for us. That's the deepest lesson of Pesach Sheni. The Avodah of these days, and it's the Avodah of all these days. Pesach Sheni is always right before Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is when Rabbi Akiva woke up in the morning and looked around and realized he lost 24,000 Talmidim. Mamish, what should he have done? What could he have done at that point? Thrown in the towel. He could have gone in the corner and cried for the rest of his life. But on that very day, Chazal tell us, he takes 5 new Talmidim. He says, okay, we fell, we're getting back up. It's a new opportunity, a new chance. Maybe I've fallen. I get back up. There's always another chance. That's the lesson of Pesach Sheni. And that's the lesson of Lag BaOmer. I have to share a story. Just a very simple, quick. One of the young women that I'm very close to, from the girls, Chevra. So she went through a very difficult last 2 months. Her father was very, very sick with the coronavirus. Very severe. Terrible diagnosis, was in already, I believe on that Thursday or Friday, right when it all began, right after Purim. It was in the hospital on a ventilator, in a comatose state, and of course her and her mother, none of them could see her, haven't seen the father in weeks and weeks and weeks. And at times the prognosis was horrible. And we were all davening, and we gave shiurim, and Baruch Hashem, nisim gluyim, mamish nisim gluyim. Nisim Gluyim, this father, had a refuah. And it was slow, but Baruch Hashem, he got his way out of the hospital and eventually into a rehab. And Mamish, yesterday, came back. Yesterday came home to their house. They live in Teaneck. And yesterday came home. Eliana Schwartz's father. Whoever knows who I'm talking about. And he came home, and Mama, she sent me the video. And first, there's a video of him leaving the rehab, and all the nurses and everybody clapping for him. So beautiful, so heartwarming. And Mama, I was just bawling. And then she sends a video of when he gets home. And he gets home to his block, and all the people in his block are outside, ready to greet him, by their homes, by their own driveways. And they roll up, and they're all clapping, and they're clapping. And there's a man, one of the men on a guitar playing music. It was so beautiful. Mikamchi Yisrael, the love we have for each other. And he gets out of the car. And he looks around, he waves to everyone and thanks everyone. And then he says, there's a bracha, there's a blessing that we say when we have such a moment of joy. And when Hashem gave me a new lease on life. And right there in the middle of the street, before he walked into his house, he hasn't been in 2 months. Right there, out loud, in front of all his chevra. He says, with shame, Malchus, with shame, Hashem, and he should. Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh. Can't tell you how powerful it was to see this. I mamish was bawling. To see somebody who B'derech Teva should not be here anymore. And realize that a new lease of life. And thanking Hashem, Shachiyanu v'kimanu. Mamish, those words we say, Shachiyanu v'kimanu. They're really, physically, Shachiyanu v'kimanu. And I was thinking about how he's probably living these days and how he's going to live his life with this new lease of life. It's incredible opportunity. But the emes is every morning is also a new world for each and every one of us. Every morning, at night, Chazal says 1/60 of death is a new world. So whatever was in the past is over. We're going to get caught up in it. And we're going to think I can't have a new chance, a new opportunity, a new lease of life. Every one of us has it every single day. Think about that every morning when we wake up, when we say Moidani. And this is the lesson of Pesach Sheni. Came to me, Hashem brought me Matana. If you take Gematria Pesach Sheni is exactly Gematria 508. Exactly Gematria Shachar. Shachar is the morning. Is the morning when it starts to get light. That's Shachar. Every night it's very dark, it's very bleak. And I fall, and night is nefila, is difficulty. But then the morning comes, it's a new day of light. It's a new opportunity, a new chance to start anew. A new chance to grow again. Each and every one of us needs to take every day in such a way. And that's the lesson of Pesach Sheni. Every day is a new opportunity. It's not connected to yesterday. It's Pesach Sheni, it's Gematria Shachar. It's a new morning, it's a new beginning. We should all be zoicha to live such a life, every day of our life, and make the most of every single day, never getting too caught up in our past. And we should have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha.